Yeah. it had a emotional effect one time. It may last for a moment, it may last for a few days. Never think you'll get more than 3 days out of anything. I mean, you have to do something really good, you know, like a Learjet or, you know, a solid gold Rolex with diamonds. You know, you might get 3 days. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, this idea that I have done my job, now I just sit back and enjoy it for eternally, that is just called pure, unalloyed illusion. And unfortunately, it seems to be a common disease of about 3 billion people on this planet. Right? Make a connection? 6 billion Afro women. So, we're not talking about the women, 3 billion. Right? So, that then is what we're describing as normal. Because, what does this mean? This means that one has to serve. But the point is, the difference is the man is willingly serving. He's making the choice. He can be independent, but he's making the choice to not be and interact with the family. While women have to be dependent. That's just the way they are. They have to serve. They don't have any other choice. So the man thinks, if I serve, if I'm submissive to the needs of the woman, I'm not masculine. No, that is masculine. And to not be able to do that, that is feminine. Ever seen women be submissive to other women? Right? So then, what is that? The macho man is just a big bitch, that's all. No other term to describe it. That's all. But they go on in the illusion themselves, they support each other in it, and they make themselves feel that they really are, you know, cats meow, God's gift to women. One always has to remember, women are very, very practical, even though men don't think they are. They may not be practical on moving material energy to efficiently get an observable object done like men. But they're very, efficient in getting the emotional experiences that they need to get. So therefore, it's like this. If something really worthwhile is not available, then something that's better than absolute nothing will be the next choice. Right? Does that make sense? So that's their point. If they know they're dependent, then something that's absolutely not disgusting to them is better than nothing at all. That's the principle. So because, you know, the dweebs are out on the street and the girls are looking at them, that's because all that is on the street is dweebs. There's nothing else out there. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense. You know, you can go down to the Rock and buy things, great, but you can't, you go into the, you know, the $2 store. You know, and then you look around the $2 store, what's best there. But remember, it's only worth $2. So that's what the women are dealing with today, in reality. There's nothing out there, so the best of nothing is what they're looking for. You know, and the guys are all chuffed that the girls are fighting over them. All they're doing is, you know, there was, you know, one item in the $2 store that they all liked, so they fight over that, and it's still only worth $2. Right? And you notice who's laughing in the room. Right? So, that's reality. This is what we're talking about is normal. Anything else is not normal. I don't care who says what or what they read. They don't know what we're talking about because we're talking Shastra. We're talking what Krishna does. Krishna is male. No one can dispute that. No one else is. Therefore, he sets the standard. Right? That's just the way it is. So, when the man acts in this capacity, then he actually, one, he has, as you know, as good as the material world can afford a comfortable experience in a single life. And two, it's the most dynamic position for someone who is in family life and therefore connected with the maximum amount of material experience and association, a devotional platform to function from. Right? Because to make it work, as we described before, you have to be like Lord Chaitanya says, humble, tolerant, offering all respect to others, not expecting anything back for yourself. You do that, you detach yourself from the material energy. Two, you qualify yourself for pure and unwavering devotional service. What can be better than that? The men militate against this. They want to be in the material world. They want to be a dog, you know, here. Because they won't follow this. They demand, why do I have to be humble? Let her be humble first. So then, what happens to the thing man follows women? So here, what men want to do is men want to follow the women. And then we ask, what's wrong? Oh, the wife's not submissive. So what are we talking here? We're talking crazy. We're not talking logical. Mr. He thinks he's so logical is crazy. Does that make sense? So the whole point is men would just settle down and be men. All of your social problems would just disappear in a flash. I'm not talking you got to work on this for years. I'm talking a flash. That's all. You know, if I come in and all I do is every time I'm around you is pinch you and poke you and harass you and like that, then, you know, you can say, you don't like that. And so then I can think, well, this is going to take years to work out. No, all I have to do is stop pinching and poking and you're fine. It's that simple. But the man wants to make it much more complicated. Otherwise, he doesn't feel he's a man. Why? I have no idea. But the whole point is that's why it's probably this example right here about, probably an example of some big prime minister, I think, in England.
Gladstone.
Yes. Queen Victoria's prime minister. So he's in his office. So some big guy has come to see him. And they tell him he has to wait. And he's waiting for a long time. He gets impatient. So he barges into the prime minister's office. And what does he see? The prime minister on his hands and knees crawling around on the floor with his grandson on his back. Grandson says, take me over there and over here, Okay, horsey, Like that. Here's the prime minister. And it's fun, being the horsey for your grandson. Right? That's masculine. So this idea that, no, I can't be, that he'll be superior to me, and I can't be junior to, this three-year-old, I'm a man, I can prove it when I see my oldies, like that. So, what does this mean? So that's the whole thing. If a man is a man, then he takes pleasure in being subservient, seemingly subservient, or as Prabhupada says, henpecked to the woman. Because he knows he's superior. He knows he's senior. He knows the woman's dependent. So it's fun letting her seemingly control him. That's masculine. This is the drama or the pastime Prabhupada talks about. And then people say, no, I want real. We're sitting here looking at a reflection in the water of a real tree. And then the devotees are looking at that and saying, no, I don't want you to say that this is illusion. I want real. So turn around and look at the real tree if that's what you want. Get out of here. But how are you going to do it? Right? You're not going to do it just by being a brahmachari. Otherwise you would have done it a long time ago. You're going to do it by dealing with that illusion, knowing it's illusion, and dealing with it properly, how you're supposed to. because it is reflection. So it still means the same rules apply. I want to pick the flowers on the tree, I got to go to the top, and those funny little white things, those are the things I got to try to pick. They're unpickable, but that's where flowers are picked. Does that make sense? You know, just like in a real tree, it's the same process. Does that make sense? That's real. So it's not, there's no relative here. You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with absolute truths. That makes sense. Modern man, they come up with so many relatives. Modern man, why should we listen to him? Right? 75% divorce rate. What's the 25%? The maybe. Generally, the women are just very tolerant. It's not that he's doing a great job. Some of them, no. Generally, if there is anything working, it's because it's been handed down from previous generations. But in this age where tradition is looked down upon, tradition of holding a marriage together is also one of the traditions that they lose, along with cooking, food, knowing how to be a gentleman, knowing how to be cultured. Does that make sense? Walking in front of you. You're walking in front of you. You know, where is your brother? You know, so for these reasons, studies the Shastra, he performs menial service, he's humble, he controls the senses, he's clean, right? Like that. You know, that's what the temple commander comes in while you're at your, you know, at your, at, you know, your house, then that you don't have a temple commander, you don't have a wife, you know, they'll ensure it's clean. You know, so I mean, that's the difficulty, is then you have to be self-motivated. Like that. If you're self-motivated, I don't mean you got your own agenda. I mean, self-motivated means you're active, you're not lazy. Like that. You do the needful. You know it has to be clean. You clean yourself, not the who's going to see it, what's the matter. You know what I'm saying? Going into one boy's room, bedroom. Whole room, it was covered. There wasn't practically a square inch that wasn't covered with something. You know, the socks were here, the shorts were there, the shoes were here, another shoes were over there, the t-shirt here, the back was there. But the person knew exactly where everything was in the room. You know, like these dragons didn't know where, you know, every piece of jewelry they were sitting on or something like that. You know, it's just been a big mess, a big pile like that. So one day someone came in, I think the mom was cleaned up the room, put everything away, but they didn't know where anything was. You know, they were so angry. They'd look in the drawer for their underwear, and you know, like that. Instead of, one sock's over here, the other's there, t-shirt's there, So, not like that, because you need, that's not human standards. You know, floors are for walking on, right? You know, drawers are these closets for keeping stuff in. So, without some kind of, if you can't do it yourself, you have to have someone else do it for you. Like that. So it's not so much of a problem if they're due to obligations, they have to do their schooling, they live outside because, you know, for whatever reason. But then they must be self, directing here that they see that the place is clean and tidy and orderly and, you know, everything's regulated and the lifestyle's regulated and all that. So that's why in the tradition then they live under the teacher because it would be obvious because you do some wrong and tell you. But in this, you can be there in total ignorance and not notice, take out Chinese and then sitting there for 3 days now and, it's only when it starts to move then you start to think, this is not normal. So the point is they can either be attached to material things or attached to spiritual things. For them, it doesn't really matter, because attachment generates a particular kind of experience. As long as that experience is there, who cares where it's from? So the idea is to then generate an environment in which it's a spiritual experience, you know, or at least if nothing, an indirect Vedic experience, then it's of higher quality, then it's much more useful. That's the main point. Does that make sense? That if you want to take this and bring it into your language, then it's like this. If what I'm talking about is not happening and you want to make it happen, then work on the principle that if I had to work with another nasty woman who felt themselves senior to me, how would you do it? Now does it all make sense?
Right away. wilderness than it's ultimately man's fault for not dealing with the problem.
Because he's the responsible one, he's the leader.
What if you feel or you think you've done as much as you can to reestablish a relationship or reestablish it, and you're just not getting anywhere?
But I mean, it means in this case you're talking free will. There has to be a willingness on both parties to commit to a relationship. So if that's there, then you can do something about it. The other one's not willing to commit, then you can. If there is commitment, you can never think, I'm doing enough. Because there's always more. That's why the variety is generated. The females are generated, it means where did the feminine nature come from? Where does it expand from? That's there. Where does she expand from? Krishna. So therefore, who is actually the lord of the female nature? Krishna. There, he is masculine. He has no problem about it. He's never seen become mental about it. He is perfectly comfortable. He can sit there while Shishupal insults him like anything, and it doesn't make him feel any less secure. He knows who he is, so it's not a problem. No one can make him insecure. Therefore, since he's secure, then it's a matter of you are eternal. Your energy is eternal. Your interaction with your energy, once manifested, is eternal. So that means that Prabhupada says variety is the spice of life. So then variety then becomes what makes eternality interesting. Does that make sense? So, therefore, the unlimited, constantly changing nature of women that's never the same twice is meant to please Krishna, because he has no problem with his masculine identity. Right? So, therefore, in the material sphere, a man who is confident in that masculine identity knows what it is. He also knows, I am not that. But that's the role you play. If you're confident in that, then that nature really doesn't bother you. It's understood and expected. But when you're trying to be the controller and enjoyer, then it's very difficult to deal with something that every time you look at it and talk to it, it reacts differently. How do you control it? So therefore, that's the whole complaint of the husband, is the wife doesn't do what I say or what I think or what I, because it changes every time and they can't handle that. Because they need regularity to prove their masculinity. But that's the wrong approach. It fails. They have to move above that. But it's not a matter of advancement, it's just a matter of reality. As soon as that's accepted, then everything emotionally might then be a great way. It just doesn't work. It's two different things. Does that make sense? So when the men accept the women for what they are and who they are for what they are, then it starts to work very smoothly. Because then, if the man is the superior, is the intelligent one, then he's figured out where the woman's at, what she wants. That's the symptom of masculine intelligence. Not being told. What's that? Does that make sense? Yes.
Raj, I was wondering if you could say a few words about quality time for Grihasthas.
Quality time.
Yes. I know there's a lot of room because we know the visual different, but
basic quality time means the man spends the time with the wife or wife and children according to their needs. He doesn't even consider his, because that's not in this equation, right? That's not how you operate it. You know what I'm saying? Like if I want to fix the car, I fix the car according to the car's needs, not mine. I need a burger, so what's that got to do with fixing the car? You know, when I'm getting a burger, I'm not fixing the car. I fix the car, you know. It needs a new tire, therefore I work with the tire, you know. I don't go over and fiddle with the carburetor. You know what I'm saying? So quality time means, what does the wife want to do? That's basically what it means. And if there's kids, she's already included the kids in it. So therefore, follow her lead. Like that. If she's not there, if the kids, then what does the kids want? You know? Because the man already sets the field, what is allowed. What is the variety that you can function within? What will be there? Just like the man brings home all the different varieties of food. What she's going to cook today, that's up to her. Like that. Sometimes she may not have an idea. And, you know, because she cooks to please, because then people will notice, they will appreciate she has a need in the family, you know, her presence, her endeavor's value, right? So therefore, then she sometimes, you know, may ask, oh, what would you like? And then you'll throw out something. She may cook that, or that may spark something, and then she'll cook something else together. But in other words, quality time means it's all about the family, and it should be the family as people. If they want to do a deal with a third entity as the medium, that's fine. If not, the main point is just the interaction with them. You know, so that's basically universal. You know, that what is that deal? You know, what are the possibilities of the third party, interactives, toys or videos or music or food or, these are that are already set by the man in the house. Does that make sense? Yes.
Maharaj, a few days ago I asked you a question on tolerance. So if you're dealing with like somebody who's abusive or abrupt, you were saying that part of the process is just to accept who they are and just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But as you deal with it, how do you detach yourself and not be bothered by?
Depending, is it a man or a woman?
It was a woman. It's a woman.
It's a woman. Why would they be abusive?
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? If a woman is properly taken care of, why would she be abusive?
I'll just give you an example. Like, for example, a few months ago when I was in sales, she always had the... it was my manager, and she always had, like, the idea that I was trying to cut her grass and steal her clients.
So then she wants, in other words, she's included you in her world, because if she's the manager, she's like, if it's a man,
I've tried communicating to her that, you know, at the end of the day, this is basically work for me, but it's
that's
not.
That's my point, is women are going to understand the mentality. They have to function in theirs. They can theoretically understand it, but that's not the way male-female relationships work. Male-female relationships work that the male understands the feminine position and need and works around that. You understand? It's just the way it works, because men are independent. They can do that. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You can do that or choose to do something else. The woman can't. She has to. She is dependent. So she has to function that this is hers. So therefore, you have to fit into her definition of what that means. So that means that if there's somebody who could be her customer, you would give it. You would know that she would consider that hers, and then you know, even go out of the way to call her, and then she'll think you're a great dog. She'll see that she'll be the nicest person in the world because you've accepted her authority, her needs, her position. You don't create any insecurity for her. You know, even though it may be technically unfair, no one said dealing with women is fair. In the experience, there is fairness. In other words, you'll be dealt with very nicely. You'll be part of the emotional scene, you know. And with time, she'll consider your needs because you always consider hers. But it'll take time, so it'll move at her speed. So if you want to get involved in that, deal in that way, that's the way to do it. You don't want to change departments. Or work in an apartment for a man. You know, if he's abusive, it's just to get the job done. Because he sees the result and people are just the means. So it's not that he doesn't like you or he's abusive to you, he's abusive to anything, because people and things are synonymous. You know what I'm saying? But people are never things for women. Right? They're always people. And they're either cooperative or not. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense, Pat?
Thank you.
Yes.
Marriage, quite often, the wife can be upset about something, and so she approaches the man with the issue she's upset with. And as if, no, she wants solutions, but actually, no, really, she just wants his attention. And
because that's where the problem came in the first place.
Yeah, so the man, he may, you know, fall into that trap, like, thinking, I've got a really good solution, really good advice, and when he goes to give it, then she gets more upset and more angry.
No, save your advice for the end. The point is she wants to talk. She wants to talk about what she wants to talk about. Address that issue. Once that's addressed, the problem is actually solved, and it's emotional. It's a matter of security. Always remember, men get upset because it's anger after frustration of getting an observable, not being able to obtain an observable object. Right? Women get anger at the frustration that their security in the relationship has been compromised. Right? It's the same basic principle, but as we said before, one's on a observable operation of material energy, the other is on operating material energy to get experiences. Right? So it's different. The woman is secure when the relationship works the way she thinks it should. So therefore, the man is thinking that the problem he caused has to be something observable. But it's not. It's a particular word you use, it's a particular tone of voice you use, it's a particular attitude you have. It has nothing to do specifically with what you did. That's only the medium. But because she's talking to men, she'll use men's things to say it, but that's not what they're talking about. You know, she'll say, no, you never do anything. But what she means is, you never do anything to generate a comfortable environment, emotional environment for me. She doesn't mean that you don't fix the house or get the money or stuff like that. That's what she means. You know what I'm saying? You have to know what their definitions function within. So when they say the word, it makes sense, but men define it always in their definitions of words. It doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So when they're upset, it means you've done something wrong on the emotional platform. Right? Or even if it is something on the physical platform, the physical platform means something emotional to them. You haven't fixed the house. The guests are coming over tomorrow. Like that. And when the guests come and see that the house, you know, there's something run down about it, the other man, you have your hat at, so what's the big deal, like, oh, well, the shop was closed, or, you know, this happened, I got busy, you know how it is, and the man will say, yeah. But it doesn't work like that in the women's world. The other woman who comes over, then she will look at it and go, wow, you live in a rundown house, your husband's a real bleep, he doesn't take care of you. My husband's so much better, I'm superior to you. That's what you're dealing with. For the man thinks what's the big deal. For the woman, that is a big deal. It's just the way it is. Right? So the six times is envious, so that's how much it affects them. You think it's no big deal because it only affects you one part. It affects them six times more. And you can say, well, get over it, but then that's like saying, telling the dog, straighten your tail out, stop wagging it, you know, stop slaughtering. Don't bark. You know? Why don't you climb trees and catch mice? You know? it's not the way it is. That's the whole point. That's why all these different things are given, so we know what they are, not that they, oh, they got to surrender and change it. No, that is stuff used in the past by not very expert managers. Right? You hear devotees, oh, you have to change your nature. That's impossible. You can purify your nature, you can't change it. Right? Who said you should change your nature? Arjuna in the Gita, we open with that in the first chapter where Arjuna says, I'm changing my nature. And what does Krishna tell him? You're a fool. And then we sit around and say, oh, that devotee has to change his nature. You can't. It's Bhagavad Gita. You purify it. Arjuna is there, he's the Kshatriya, he's doing it for himself. That's a problem. Krishna's saying, you're a fool. So then you think, oh, I'm a fool because I'm, you know, out here and attached and, you know, on the battlefield, you know, like that. So I'll go to the forest and be a Brahmin. And then Krishna calls him a fool again. And he says, well, what's going on? Because Krishna has told him about spiritual life. So what he means is you're going to add spiritual life to your idea, you know, your duties as a Kshatriya. Instead of thinking, I am the Kshatriya, you understand I'm the spirit soul who's performing Kshatriya duties. And at the end of Gita, what does Arjuna do? He goes on the battlefield and fights. So he didn't change his nature. He purified it. He improved it. He brought it to the Krishna conscious standard. Therefore, that's the point. Men and men, women and women, that's just the way it's going to be. The sooner we understand that, then the sooner we can get on with business. You know, like that. Number 10. So that's the point. Women are satisfied, things work better. Right? Women are satisfied, then they can turn their attention more to the spiritual, more to the things, more to the other, you know, needs of the families and stuff like that. When they're not, then they have to take care of their own needs. And then nothing happens. Right? You understand the broadness of what I'm talking about? The community does not do much here at the temple because they don't know how to take care of their wives. They know how to take care of their wives. They would be here at the temple. In traditional India, you go to the temple, what's it full of? Women. Why? Because their husbands know how to take care. And here, who doesn't come to the temple? The women. Why? So the broadness of what I'm talking about is not understood. Thinking it's one topic. No, it's a topic. Why? Socially, you don't have community. Why that community isn't functioning as Krishna conscious entity, why the family don't function as Krishna conscious entity. Why even the most, you know, dynamic, strict brahmachari gets married and never seen again. Because the point is what is their tools for engaging in Krishna consciousness? Right? They don't know. Because temple life is real, you know, community life is maya. So where's the tools? Because they haven't figured out that, hey, the screwdriver works in the temple to, you know, screw the light bulb, and it also works at my house. They haven't figured that out. Because they've just got this idea to keep themselves brahmacharis and grihasthas are maya. So when they become one, then by their own definition they're maya. So that's just the way life is. So Krishna is saying it's his creation. He created the concept of grihastha ashram. Nobody else created it. Therefore, you know, the residents of Vrindavan, those, they're all nicely practicing grihasthas. But they're fully Krishna conscious. So that's what he's offering. We don't want to take it. Because it's mine. That makes sense? Because then we might have to consider others. We might have to be sensitive to others, and that's not masculine. In a sense, when being manly is the Krishna conscious form. No, understanding the position and duties of a man and doing that, that's the Krishna conscious. Thinking that I'm the man, that's not. So you go from I'm the tough brahmachari to I'm the man. You know, and it didn't work in either. It didn't work, make a great brahmachari, it doesn't make a good grihastha. Right? There's something wrong here. You understand? Something's very wrong. So the importance of this, then, is something, because it's direct philosophy. You know? And as much as you can explain that this is how a man deals with a woman, you can explain that that's how Krishna deals with his energy. Why does the man, okay, he goes home, he deals with whatever he walks in the door. Why is that? Krishna says in the Gita, as you surrender, that's how I reciprocate. He's the man. What is he reciprocating with? With his energy, which is feminine. So Krishna, that's what he does. That's his professed philosophy. That's what he follows. So all these points, you can make direct connection either way. You understand? You can describe the same point of the finest points of Vaishnava philosophy. You can get right into grihastha life. You can get right into the bedroom of the same philosophy. It just because it's